for more, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas due back on Capitol Hill today, this time to testify to the House Judiciary Committee. Yesterday, he was grilled about his claims that the administration has effectively managed the southern border.
And Mayorkas is defending a decision by the Biden administration, now on temporary hold by a federal judge, to lift Title 42 pandemic restrictions at the border next month. He admits, though, that this is going to create a new groundswell of illegal immigration.
Fox's Doug Luzader reports the Mayorkas' plan for the surge includes moving federal agents from other departments, including the Veterans Administration, to the border to help with migrant processing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to meet in Ukraine shortly with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The International Criminal Court now involved in the investigation of alleged Russian war crimes in Ukraine. President Biden plans to speak later this morning about continuing U.S. support for Ukraine. He is also making plans to talk about threats from China and North Korea in a trip he is planning next month to Japan and South Korea. It would be his first visit to the Far East since becoming president. A member of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus says the president has told that group he is planning to forgive more student loan debts and extend the moratorium on payments. Prosecutors in Wisconsin revealing the suspect arrested for the murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters over the weekend is a 14-year-old boy. District Attorney Wade Newell says he offered police details of the crime.
Punched the victim in the stomach, knocked her to the ground, essentially strangled her, hit her with a stick before strangling her to the point of death before he then sexually assaulted her.
The boy is now in juvenile detention, charged with intentional homicide. His bond set at $1 million. He'll be tried in adult court. Conviction could carry a life prison sentence. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
In addition to laying waste to several Ukrainian cities, a new report says Russia has been waging cyber war there as well.
Microsoft says hackers backed by Russia have been able to create a chaotic information environment inside Ukraine. The company, referring to relentless and destructive Russian cyber attacks, half of which they say were against critical infrastructure and often came at the same time as physical attacks. And they say since just before the invasion, they've seen at least six separate Russia-aligned actors launch more than 237 operations against Ukraine, including attacks that are ongoing and threaten civilian welfare. Till NATO, Fox News.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House chief medical advisor, says the U.S. is out of the pandemic phase when it comes to new coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, and deaths, but that it appears to be making a transition to COVID-19 becoming an endemic disease occurring regularly in certain areas. Dr. Fauci says coronavirus remains a pandemic for much of the rest of the world. Expect to see some youngsters in the office today.
April 28th, the day every year in which employers might expect a little less production with kids at work for the annual Take Your Sons and Daughters to Work Day, a day that had been largely nixed during the pandemic that began in the early 90s as Take Your Daughter to Work Day to empower girls. By 2003, boys were formally added to the event that in 2018 saw a participation of nearly 3.5 million workplaces, with more than 37 million Americans following the job shadowing traditions, according to Forbes. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
After a slight gain Wednesday, early morning Dow futures are up sharply, trading more than 350 points higher. Yesterday, the Dow gained 61 points, while NASDAQ lost nearly two. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.